This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
Nearly a month after being forced to close, Chicago public schools will finally open up remotely on Monday. And even then, officials admit the transition to online learning is going to be uneven and rocky. This is partly due to the huge digital divide in this city, but it's also the result of the school district's approach to bringing technology to its schools. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
When Lisa Epstein took over as principal of Lee Elementary 8 years ago, the school only had one ragtag computer lab. The school is in West Lawn on the southwest side and has almost all Latino students from poor families. For these kids, knowing how to use technology was imperative, she says.
You know, every school is different, and I think based on every school's mission, they do something differently. That was just a vision of ours to make sure that our kids were prepared for college and career readiness.
Epstein now has a computer for every one of her 800 students. She got them the way that schools in Chicago have traditionally gotten them. Fundraising, grants, and squirreling away money from their school budget. Then, 2 years ago, when the school district rolled out a plan to modernize technology, she raised her hand again.
So we were very close to being one-on-one already. So some of our devices that were older were replaced, and a few that we didn't have were provided to us.
Now, Epstein looks like a superstar. Next week, when school resumes in Chicago, there'll be two different ways it'll look. Even though schools are distributing 65,000 computers that they currently own, some will hand out packets of assignments, and teachers will be available to answer questions by email or phone. And others will be like Epstein's school. Virtually all of her students will get a device from the school and interact with teachers online. Elaine Allensworth runs the premier organization that does research on Chicago public schools. She says differences in how schools were already incorporating technology will now become more pronounced.
So at some schools, students were getting a lot of familiarity at using technology to interact with each other, interact with their teachers, complete assignments, and then at other schools, not so much.
The story behind why access to technology between schools is so different is not just about who has money and who doesn't, though that plays an important role. It's about a school district that has not had a comprehensive technology plan. Instead, principals decide if it's a priority.
A lot of schools, particularly on the south and west side, will have to have multiple methods of dealing with the learning during this time. I don't think that we will totally be able to achieve equitable access and have outcomes for all youth.
This counselor from a Southside elementary school says the reality is that it would be hard to build up technology at her school. Her students are among the poorest in the city and come to school with a lot of needs that stretch the school's budgets. What's more, the school district depends on principals who spearhead technology programs, and her school has gotten a new principal every other year for the past 6 years. Seth Lavin is the principal of Brentano School in Logan Square on the north side of the city. He says for him, not building up technology was more of a choice.
We're not a technology-obsessed school, so in our normal school life, we don't use a lot of apps. We aren't very online. We really prioritize face-to-face interaction, inquiry learning, project-based learning, human-to-human learning.
Now Lavin says he feels like he's scrambling. He says he has about 150 computers in a school that serves 600 students. He says he's still trying to figure out if that's enough to meet the need. The school district is also buying nearly 40,000 new devices to fill in the gaps, but they're not expected for a few more weeks. And Lavin says anyone who believes this transition will run like a well-oiled machine is in la-la land.
As teachers being heroes, coming to school in the middle of this, pulling computers out of computer carts, putting them in garbage bags, and driving around to find the kids that need them. That's the machine.
Lavin says he's doing what he can to get computers to students, but he's also stressing to teachers that the most important thing is to connect with students and make them feel safe. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.